John Templeton famously said, the time of maximum pessimism is the best time to buy. And as we look at the state of the pound as September 22 winds down, we wonder if we have reached maximum pessimism. Fundamentally, it certainly feels as though everything in the kitchen sink has been thrown at the currency. On top of the well-publicized weakness from monetary policy divergence between the Fed and BOE, we've also seen the currency get hit hard on structural concerns in the UK, tax cuts, large-scale borrowing, an energy crisis, talk of no confidence votes, the prospect of a ratings downgrade, and the BOE's decision to only go 50 basis points at the latest policy meeting are all contributing to the pound's relative underperformance. The pound is off more than 20% against the US dollar in 2022 and has been off more than 10% against the buck this month alone after trading down to a fresh record low earlier this week. Technically speaking, it's not a common event to see severe overextension as per the RSI indicator, to the point where the daily, weekly, and monthly charts are all sitting in deep oversold territory. And when such a rare event occurs, it's usually a strong warning sign of a major bounce ahead. So the question remains, have we reached maximum pessimism in the pound? Fundamentally, it would seem that we could indeed be close, but at the same time, there is still room for added downside pressure given the ongoing policy divergence, UK political climate, and the fact that the BOE has steered away from making any emergency decisions to this point, which leaves more room for the pound to be exposed until that next policy decision in early November. Technically, though we are in deep oversold territory right now, we have seen more extreme levels of overextension in the past. The monthly chart shows the RSI below where we were in the Brexit panic low, but still a good ways off the fallout low from the financial markets crisis of 2008. Moreover, we wonder if the pound will want to see if it can test parity now that it has finally traded down to within a stone's throw of the level. Having said that, whether or not we do see additional downside from here, both the fundamentals and technicals would suggest that at least over the coming days, weeks, and months, additional downside should be limited, and we are indeed at a minimum very close to maximum pessimism in the currency. That's all for now.